Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have this dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for riding and rocking with us. This is Miss Latoya Bird from the I Love Down South, as well as Good News Ghouls websites. People, I just have to say happy summertime, happy sabbatical for those of you that have been taking a break like myself. But summer is here without a shadow of a doubt, so shouts out to everybody who is ready for an awesome, amazing, life-changing summer. So shouts out to all the graduates out there. Yes, yes, yes. So tonight's show is called Down South's Renaissance Woman. We're going to be showcasing one of our very own, Miss Simone Tatiana Major. And I saw this sister on, I believe it was Instagram or Facebook, about 3 weeks ago, and her story and project actually really caught my attention because it was about ghouls. And, you know, I see all of these, you know, talented individuals and beings here in our local community, here down south in general, and I just think to myself, like, wow, we have so much talent right here at home, and we don't acknowledge it enough. I feel like we don't acknowledge it enough, and we don't showcase it enough. So I reached out to her because I really wanted to have her on the show to share what it is that she's doing, for one, and two, because I'm just a supporter and advocate for anything creative and positive. I think it's beneficial for the community at any rate. So that's what we have going on this evening. We're going to find out about this Renaissance woman. And also, I just want to give you guys some updates. Good News Ghouls is out. It dropped this week, so make sure you check out goodnewsghouls.com We have so many interesting articles and additions to this month's magazine. We were trying to focus on men in business, so we reached out to some awesome male business owners here locally as well as abroad. That was the first time that we've reached out to somebody outside of our community, because I think we need to know what's going on in the good news in other communities as well to help promote good news in our own community. So make sure you check it out. That's goodnewsghouls.com. And the title, I love the title. It says, "Entering Summer Like Greatness is Inside My DNA." So shouts out to Kendrick Lamar for, you know, the little plug with the DNA, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get right into the show because I see that we have our special guest on the line. And the Renaissance Woman is an interesting title, but I feel like this queen that's coming on the line is definitely regal and definitely an example of what catering to your talent looks like. And, you know, I'm just on the outside looking in as an observer from social media, you know, and so on and so forth. But I see the branding, I see the quality, I see the dedication, and I see her vision and this project that she's, you know, presenting to the world. So I'm going to bring on none other than Miss Simone Tatiana Major. Peace and welcome.
Hello, hello. How are you?
We are doing well. Let me make sure I clap it up for our guests. Yes. That's our live audience in the background. Thank you for taking time to be on the show. And tonight we just like to have you first share with us the ST, because I see that as the logo on your website. Can you share with us who is Miss Simone Tatiana Major, and then talk to us about you can go into your project.
Okay, sounds great. Yeah, so as you see on my website, Simone Tatiana, my name is Simone Tatiana Major, and I am an artist out of Goulds, which is, you know, in the down south area of Florida. I do photography. I'm also a choreographer, a dance choreographer. Oftentimes I might do a little spoken word, and I'm also a real estate agent as well. And I'm just really embedded in my community, in my neighborhood, which is Goulds, and I'm really just trying to shed light because we have so much talent there and just so much culture, we're rich in culture there. And I just want to try and bring a little bit of light to it. You know, it's a little small town, but to me it's something big. My father grew up there, and it holds a heavy place in my heart. And that's kind of what inspired me to do my current photo series, which is called The Unvoiced Community, Barbecue Men and Women of Goulds. And it's a photo documentary, basically, of the barbecue men and women that are in Goulds, and they are entrepreneurs in my eyes. And they set up shop religiously on each corner in Goulds, right on Alapata and 216 and all over each corner. And they do it religiously every weekend. And I thought that was so interesting. And I thought, what a great way to show our younger generation, you know, what hard work is and what entrepreneurship looks like. And I just kind of started to document it with my photography. And now it's on a larger scale. For me, it was just something that I wanted to do and to kind of show family and friends. But a good friend of mine encouraged me to apply for a grant, which is the Knight Foundation, Knights Arts Challenge grant, excuse me, and from there I won the grant, and now they're supporting me, and I'm able to put on a big community extravaganza where it's going to be some delicious barbecue that they're going to cook right on site, and it's going to be a gallery, so I'm just really excited. I'm really excited about it.
Wow. I'm excited myself, and me being a sometimey vegan / vegetarian, I just need some of the sauce, you know, from these barbecue pits. And you're right. Our community, our small community, is so rich in entrepreneurship, black entrepreneurship. Right. And that's important that we highlight it, because it kind of gets swept under the rug if we don't dust off that portrait, if we don't, you know, adjust the light on those individuals who are successful in our community. And we have some names out there like the Parishes who, you know, own the store across the track, Kelsey's. And
yep.
they've been in business for over 35 years doing consistently the same thing. And now their offspring, their children, are now the ones that we see also in the community with the food trucks and just adding more layers to our community, you know, with the dynamic of the food and just the seeing a business owner, seeing a
right.
business owner right here, tangible to us. And then I have to give a shout out to one of, I don't know if he's the most popular, but Sam. Sam
yes.
Is the barbecue, used to be the, like, when I used to eat meat, okay, I used to live in the Habitat off of 224, and my cousins lived with me at the time, and my little mm-hmm. cousin, Tori, because I used to go up to Sammy, you know, say I was in college at the time, look, Sam, all I got is $3, what can we do? And he would laugh. And he was like, girl, $3 will get you like 1.5 ribs. And I would just laugh. And my little cousin, she was with me. And she, every Friday, she'll be like, Toya, I have $3. Can we go to Sam's to get one rib? And it was just the funniest thing how now these experiences are a part of our memory. They're ingrained in us. So he used to be on Alapata and 224 before the church got there, before Dollar General got there, before all these houses got there. He used to be there. And then I see him, you know, move to a new location, but I see the dedication is still there, you know, and serving the community. And I'm so excited that you picked the barbecue men and women, because I'm like, okay, Where do we go in Ghouls? What do we do in Ghouls? And so many people have that question. Even sometimes the people that live there, here in the area, have the question like, what's going on in Ghouls? So I want to know, what would you like to see, you know, come out of this particular project that you're working on?
Right, that's a great question. And one of my main reasons for doing this project, this photo series, as a multidisciplinary artist, I thought it was my responsibility to build a platform where we can actually show our community what we're worth, you know, and what our value is and all the talents and skills that we do carry. And so this was my main idea for doing the photo series, is to build that open platform to begin communication and to figure out, well, if I want to start a business, how do I do it, you know, and to kind of just open up that platform so that we can start talking about it, so that we can start implementing it within the new generation. And so that was my main reason for it. And to kind of go back on your speaking of saying, you know, you have the $3 when you went to Mr. Sam, I went there. I had no money. It was my first time meeting him, and he didn't ask for anything. He was so sweet. It was such a great experience to have met somebody that has that Southern hospitality like most people in Ghouls do. And, you know, I'm like, well, you know, I don't really have any money to buy anything, Mr. Sam. But he said, don't you worry about it. You know, this is on me. This is for you. You're trying to bring light to our community. Don't you worry about money, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I thought that was an amazing experience. And it happened, I'm also doing the photo series on Mama Dukes and the Jennings as well. And it happened at each station that I went to. I went to Mama Dukes, and she gave me this big cup of iced tea that was so delicious. And just to kind of, I brought that up just to kind of talk about the hospitality that we have in Ghouls and the sense of community and the sense of togetherness that we do have that I think the younger generation kind of doesn't see as of yet, you know, because in Ghouls there is some violence there. And I think that violence comes from not knowing, you know, the ignorance of not knowing that we can have community and that we can build off of each other and support one another and it be okay.
Right.
And so I kind of want to, you know, bring that out from this photo series and just shed light. I'm going to be having at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, which is an amazing performing arts theater right there in Gules. They don't say that it's in Gules. They say it's in Cutler Bay, but it's right here in Gules in our backyard.
It's
and I'm kind
girl.
Of...
Right.
It's good. I want to have it there and just kind of invite the entire community out. Community barbecue extravaganza where it's going to be live music, spoken word, dancing, a DJ, and of course the barbecue. We all got to have the barbecue. And the photo
okay.
gallery is with. Yes. And I know you're
and
vegan.
The photo gallery will be on display?
It's going to be on display, yes. And so with this photo gallery, and I did win the Knife Arts Challenge, and that is a grant. And so I'm in the process now of raising the rest of the funds. It's a matching grant where you have to raise the rest of the funds. And so in the process of doing that, my fundraising effort is called A Taste of Gules. And it's going to be a tour of a photo gallery throughout all of Miami where you can actually kind of have a preview of what that photo gallery is going to be. And also have a little taste of barbecue as well. So I'll be releasing those dates on my website next Monday, actually. My website is SimoneTitania.com. And, you know, you can definitely check it out there and start coming out to our tour. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be throughout the entire summer.
Well, you make sure you slide that over to me first so I can, like, secure me a spot. And I want to apologize. I've been calling you Tatiana. It's Titania, right?
Yeah, it's that often. Yeah, it's Titania. It's supposed to be a strong black woman. It was going to be my first
okay.
name, but it's my true name. But yeah, so it just
I
represents
love it.
A strong black woman. Thank you. Thank you.
I love it. It sounds like one of the this might be one of the characters on the new Black Panther movie. Okay. So, you know, Fierce, you hear me? And while we're talking about strong black men and women in our community, what I would love to get your feedback on your take on our community actually embracing you know, becoming a municipality, like becoming a city. What are your strong woman views on that? Like, what views do you see that being a benefit to our community or not?
Absolutely. I think it's a great benefit. I think it's going to bring so many opportunities to Gules, which is starving for opportunities. Everyone has so many talents, like I said. I think it's a great opportunity for us to be able to build into a city. You know, I know that you see it. There's new developments that are coming about and new storefronts, and I think it's great because it gives everybody a chance to shed their light and to be great in what it is that they do. And so I think as a strong black woman or a strong black man, if you're listening as well, I think if you believe in something, you're passionate about it, go for it, you know, and don't stop. Don't let anything bring you down. Look at everything as an opportunity. Either it's going to be for you or it's not going to be for you. But if you don't try, you'll never know. So never look at things in a negative light, but definitely look at it as a great opportunity. Every day, every morning is an opportunity for us to be great, to be great.
That's right.
And to constantly work hard, be dedicated, and to have that willingness. You have to be willing to work. It's going to take work to do what it is that you want, especially for me. This project, it sounds like it's just photos, but it is an entire journey behind it. But it's just work, and it's something that I'm interested in and something I'm deeply passionate about, and so I'm going to continue to do it. And I just encourage all the young people and all of the older generation as well who may need some encouragement to just get up and do what it is that you're passionate about. Maybe it's a hobby, but it's okay because hobbies sometimes turns into your passions and your passions turn into your careers. So, you know, never give up. Stay motivated is what I can say. And, you know, look at everything as an opportunity.
Absolutely. I think that the reason why I asked that question is because when we talk about growth in small towns, a lot of people are like, no, we're okay where we're at, so on and so forth. And I'm like, mm-mm. Considering the fact that we want to encourage the youth, we want to promote their creativity, their talent, so on and so forth, growth has to happen at some level. And so if we take the idea of becoming a city, if we start playing with that idea now and put the youth in the right mindset and put not just the youth but everybody in the right mindset, we can take complete advantage of becoming a city as other cities in the area like Miami Gardens, so on and so forth. You know, there are a lot of people that are against it because, right. You know, they say taxes or this and that. Those things are inevitable, people. They're going to happen. But being in a town that is so rich in history and what we just bring to the table, the flavor, the community, the love, everyone that's been on the show, our first show, we asked all the guests, you know, what did they like about Down South and or what they loved about Down South, and they said, you know, the sense of community, the sense of family. And so yes. If we become a city, I think it's an opportunity for our family to get stronger, get bigger, and to see the fruits of what answering your creative call can afford you, considering we have the Cultural Arts Center right here in Goulds. I think the schools in the area need to step it up and make sure our presence is, the youth is out there, and that we're honoring the creative process. I mean, we have Maze, the Conservatory of the Arts, right there. Pine yes. Villa also has partnered with UM, and they offer a string program for the elementary kids, practicing violin, and so on and so forth. So it's a lot going on in our community yes. that is good. That's why I created the magazine, to figure out a way to try to funnel all the good news towards at least some type of publication or some type of platform so right. that others can know in the midst of the shootout, in the midst of, oh, they robbed somebody at a gas station, in the midst mm-hmm. of all of that, there's another side of the equation. There's a, you know, two parts to the spectrum. There's two ends of the spectrum that we need to highlight. So you honoring your creativity is important, and because you're doing that, you're impacting our community. That's why I feel that Mr. Sam was so, you know, open to gifting you, you know, that rib stack that he did while you went and took the photos. And Ms. Dukes, you know, the hospitality is here. And I think we need to call on our, what do you call that, the generation, the baby boomers. Those baby boomers are so supportive, and they're a large population here in the Goulds area. Baby boomers are my number one supporters with the magazine, with Good News Goulds. So we're the missing link between their wisdom and knowledge and the younger generation.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean? So that's why I feel like what you're doing is important, because you're showcasing, you know, Big Mama, or, you know, Uncle this or Uncle that, and no, this is what they did. This is the work that they did. This is the legacy that they created. And yes. And it's just so awesome that you're capturing it in a day and age where photo, instant, you know, simulation, visual simulation is so important. And when we get an opportunity, I'm going to introduce you to Mr. Marshall Brown. Mr. Marshall Brown, maybe related, because he said he was related to some majors. He just got his master's from Full Sail, and he did a documentary here in Goulds in the past 2 months or so. And, you know, he's going after those legends, you know, the Master Blasters, you know, Mr. Demps, and all of these other people in the community who are interwoven into the fabric of who we are as a small town. So I got to get you his information. His name is Marshall Brown. You'll love, you know, some of the content that he's put together. He's a cinematographer and photographer as well. And it's so much talent that has started here and branched out. And I think we need to do something to make sure that's highlighted as well, because it's some fabulous people, you know, from the G-Town. And people need to know about it. So I'm really excited that you were able to join us and share your, you know, your baby with us. And what were you feeling, or when did you feel a sense of urgency or responsibility once you got the grant? Once you did everything to apply for the grant, did it? How was that impact from, you know, having this desire to do this project and then now having it, you know, spearhead something bigger?
Right. I mean,
what happened?
Yeah, so definitely receiving the grant from the Knight Foundation, I mean, it definitely put some fire behind me, because I said, whoa, what a great opportunity for me to finally allow my community to be heard. You know, that's why I called the project the Unvoiced Community, because oftentimes we're not heard because we are such a small town. And so receiving that grant was just the opportunity that I needed, that our community needed. And from there, I just kind of just hit the ground running, because my sister and I, who is my photography assistant, what we would do is just go around Ghouls and try to capture all the beauty that's there. And we would spend number of hours out there with Mama Dukes and Mr. Sam, and, you know, because they set up shop maybe like at 11 or 12 o'clock at night. And so we would be spending our nights out there talking to them and building these relationships and getting photos, but also learning history, you know. And it was such a great experience. And so it allowed me to document it in a form of photography, in a form of audio, you know, visual. Of course, we also have some visual movement. And just being able to write and document this and say, hey, this is history. We're now making history. We now have the funds in order to make history, because, you know, sometimes to document things, you need a little bit of cash. And so that I was granted.
You need a pretty coin to do that.
And so they gave me that opportunity. I'm just running with it. I'm so thankful. And I inspire anybody who has a voice, anybody who wants to get their project out there, to definitely apply for grants. The Knight Foundation, they're constantly giving out grants to young artists that are, you know, starving to hear, you know, to be heard. And so definitely get out there and apply and never sell yourself short. I was just speaking about my project one day over lunch at my internship with MGC Live Arts, and I was just telling them about what I was going to do for the summer, you know, not thinking anything of it, and they encouraged me to get up and apply. It was the last day to apply for the application, and I stayed up the entire night until 12 o'clock, and I filled it out, and, you know, I found out that I won the grant, and from there, it just opened me up into showing me that my photography, my artwork can be my career, and it can definitely be lucrative. And it showed me my value. It showed me what my value in my artistry is. You know, sometimes they say all you have to do is be a doctor or you have to be a lawyer in order to be successful. But I think it's really whatever you choose to do, but you put your time and your dedication into it and you educate yourself on it. I think that's really what's needed. And so anybody that's interested in applying, definitely go out there and apply for the grants and understand your value and know that you are definitely worth much more than what gold brings for you, you know. So that's my little tip on that.
That's right. Well, note to self and note to everybody else, apply for the grants starting tonight, okay? And
you know, especially our students that go to Mays or Pine Villa, you know, there's no age limit. I think you should definitely go out there and try and figure out how you can make your hobby and your passion something that is very lucrative and turn it into your career. So definitely go out
and parents that are out there, stop discouraging just because you're upset that you're not doing what you want to do in your life, don't pass that down to your children. I'm all about the creative culture. I called it the creative culture because when I was little, my mom asked me what I wanted to be, and I said, oh, I want to be a cookie lady. And she said, oh, no, the hell you don't. We will not have people knocking on the door all times of the day. And so at that point, I think I was like 5 years old, I realized that she was not my creative supporter. So I found another family member who happened to be my Auntie Mabby, who is to this day a fruit cup lady. And so, I'm sorry, did you say something?
No, I didn't say anything, Ms. Leia.
Oh, my bad. You know, I got fruit cup on my brain right now. I had to identify who was my creative supporter. But sometimes children don't know to look for someone else. If their mom or if their dad doesn't support their creative, you know, energy or creative thinking process or what it is that they want to do, they immediately give up. And
right.
Then they're forced, you know, they're forced to see all the things that they don't like. Now they're starting to see, you know what, I don't like school. Versus if they had the creative support, the parent could identify and say, hey, well, you need to do this. We're going to help you do this so you can work towards what it is that you really want to do versus you just got to do this, you just got to do this. So it's a lot of starving individuals out there. They're starving for creativity. They're starving themselves from creativity. And they're dying inside, and they're dying at these jobs. And shouts out to the teachers, because a lot of teachers, there are a lot of talented teachers that don't answer their creative call. And then they come to work upset and mad. I work at a school. I see it all the time. So honor whatever it is that you want to do creatively, because it will serve you. It will serve you. And then throw in a little community service. I want to give a shout out to the group who is doing a lot of community service at the Lincoln Memorial Park up in Miami, the historical black burial site. Shouts out to Dwight Wells of Bikes Up, Guns Down, Blade, which is the late King Carter's dad, and Mr. Lambeau, and owner Jessica Williams of the burial site. Shouts out to them for pushing forward and making an effort to make over and just to bring life back and bring the respect back and bring the honor back to those who have died and passed on and are laying to rest there at the cemetery. So I wanted to give a shout out to them. They were featured in the magazine this month, and I also wanted to give a shout-out to one of our anonymous writers, a 13-year-old girl, who kind of honored her creative process and expressed her frustration and her feelings in regards to it being Father's Day, us celebrating Father's Day. So shouts out to her. She wanted to remain anonymous. Make sure you check out that article. I believe it's on, like, page 12 or 13. So make sure you check that out at goodnewsschools.com. And at this time, let me see if I can open up a line to see if we have any questions or comments for Miss Simone, and make sure I get this right. Titania Major. Yes, caller, are you with us? I see a line open. Peace.
Hello.
Peace and blessings. Yes, welcome to the line. How are you?
Doing fine, Ms. Latoya. This is Mr. Ellis.
All right.
This
is Mr. Ellis?
Yes, yes.
Hello, Mr. Ellis.
Calling in.
Hello. Well, first of all, I want to applaud y'all for highlighting Down South and its hidden and creative challenge. Thank y'all. I want a question for you first, Ms. Latoya. When we want to get the show on you? When I'm going to get to interview you?
Soon come, you know. Soon come.
Huh?
I said, soon come, you know, soon come.
Because you're one of the greatest hidden talents, I think, down South has right now with what you do at the magazine and radio show. You spend a lot of time highlighting the creativity and the support that others give to the community, but I think that you play a major role in that because of networking, how you hook people or connect people with one another, like you were saying, hooking up with Mr. Brown. He has his thing going and she got her thing going on. And who knows where that can go. That might be the motion picture for Ghouls. Who knows? There's so much talent in Ghouls, Karan, Homestead that's hidden. And we often forget those baby booms, like what Across the Track really was when it was so forced. Mr. Martin and Bobo them barbershops and stuff like that. You know, we have so many legends that was held Across the Track, Gladys Knight, you just name it. This part of the story is never told. No one ever hear this part of the story. And here we are talking about barbecue. Like, we're celebrating things in our community that has given our community a backbone and has kept our community, like, together. I often make a reference to those days where we went and we used to borrow cups of sugar or 3-4 eggs or a cup of milk, a cup of flour from a neighbor just to be able to eat a cake or something on a Sunday. That is missing. And if we can give, like, the baby boomers that spark back to start teaching at least the grandchildren those old tradition and values that they passed down, but the kids, which is us, a lot of us didn't pick up those values to pass on, so we can have Mr. Sam still in our community to this day after he passed on or after his children's passed on. I think we have a big collective part in the whole thing as a support group, and that's why I was saying about you, Ms. LaToya. You done did so much as sages for me. You exposed me to a career of motivational speaking while I done spoke for many people, done did TV shows or whatever you want to call them. Alongside with you, adopted apartment buildings, brought activities in communities, join children's lives, and support different organizations. How many times those articles going to be wrote about us and those that are doing something, and, you know, we continue to bring them on the radio, but, like, where's the support? We need the black business support part of that also to take these little businesses or these people that we're talking about in our community to another level where they can have restaurants that's big enough to employ community workers. You see what I'm saying?
Right, so maybe the barbecue, like Cross the Track, for example, Simone, they have the old store porch, but it's being owned by, I think, some businesses are owning tax businesses. But imagine if we had, like, a barbecue quarter where you come to this spot and everybody who's in barbecue and Ghouls has a spot. And it's, you know, and it's like now we're changing the city. Now we're embracing the city type of approach. Now when you come through the Ghouls part of the city, this is where you go if you want authentic, you know, Sam Barbecue or Miss Dukes or this. You come right here. And now we're occupying, you know, historical parts of the city and building up the baby boomers who have been putting in all the hard work where they don't have to work so hard no more, where they don't have to do, you know, business as usual all by themselves. Now we're able to grow and allow the wings, you know, to expand. And I think that's what Ellis is alluding to, that's what we need. in our community, because people like you, people like Marshall Brown, and, you know, some of these other young individuals in our community, guess what? They got talent. And we also need to create a platform where when you come to Goose or when you come down south, and you, whatever it is that you want, or you want film, you want photography, boom, here go all our feminine photography folks. You want this, boom, here it goes. You want that, you want this, we got it. We got what you need. Or you want some woke flavor, you want some elevated consciousness, okay, we got that too. Or you want some gutter, okay, you go over there for that, because it's something for everybody. You know what I mean? And yeah. And I think that's what's important, is that we decide that we do have value individually. We have value. And then if we do that individually as a community, we'll be able to see the value in other people and respect it and either support it or join it. And so we got one more caller on the line, and I know you are pressed for time. We're going to wrap it up. Thanks, Ellis, for calling in. I think his call dropped. Ellis, if you out there, you can try to chime back in. But I got one more caller. Last four digits, 9109. Peace and welcome to the call.
Yes, my name is Grant. You're on the line. Oh, I'm on the line. Awesome. My name is Grant. I was calling because I'm familiar with Simone Titania's work. I've heard about this project for a while now. This is the first time I'm hearing about your show, and I just have to say I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing that this show exists to give a platform to young and up-and-coming artists to voice themselves. And I have a question for Simone. I wanted to know I heard earlier that, you know, because you're from Goose, that inspired you to get into the unvoiced community and to shed light on those in your community. Are there other things that you may want to do as far as with your community outside of Barbecue Men and Women?
I mean, absolutely, and thank you so much for calling in. There's a number of things that I would love to do for my community. I mean, I'm also a dancer, and I love to put on shows as well. And so, I mean, later down the line, that might be a possibility. But I think at this moment, my main thing is actually the unvoiced community. That's just my baby right now, and just working so hard on that. And it's going to be a really big community event. I don't know if you heard when we were actually speaking on the photo gallery tour that's going to be going on as well. That's going to be going around all of Miami, and so I think you should definitely look a little bit more into that and come out and support us. It's going to be on my website for the date, SimoneTitania.com. So definitely check out the website there, and you'll be able to see the dates. And, again, it's just going to be a tour all around of Miami of a different photo gallery each time and some barbecue tasting as well. So definitely try that out.
I'm going to run your website. Do you have the location for the first date?
No, so right now it's all going to be released on the website. So if you go on my website, Simone Titania, it's SimoneTitania.com. You'll see all the dates and all the locations there next Monday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to do that.
You're very welcome. You're welcome.
Yes, thank you for calling in.
Thank you for calling.
Miss Simone Titania,
yes.
You are on the radar, hunty. So
thank you.
your website link is in our show description. So any of the listeners or callers, all you have to do is just look at the show description and click directly on her website. It should take you directly to her. And we would love to see and to be a part of whatever it is that you have going on. We would love to make sure we support you and your efforts and what you have going on, whether it's in Goose or not, because like Ellis was mentioning earlier, the whole entire down south to me is unvoiced. And it's sad. It's so sad. Like, even people from down south don't mess with down south. Like, people from maybe Richmond Heights is like, why would I go to Florida City? Like, what's in Florida City? Florida City is beautiful. It's so, like, okay, so
it's
we're not even going to
go there. Yeah, we can't go there.
Yes.
But down south is so authentic and so full of culture. I think we just have to show everybody a little bit of what we got.
That's right. That's right. And we got to show them what we got. And the way that we do that is being great ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, if whoever's listening, if you have one person that you can reach, one youth that you can reach, just take them under your wing. Support them the best way that you can, their creative process. Support them and then show them how great your city and your town is. Show them how great it is and what you love about it. Because if we don't, nobody will. But I want to give a shout out really quick to Commissioner Moss. You know, I have you know, certain situations I feel one way, certain situations I feel another. But when you deal with politics, you know, is pretty much black and white. But on this particular issue, I have to give him some acknowledgement and, you know, just want to recognize him for his vision with the Black History Bank. He had. Do you know about it, Simone? Hello? I don't know if
Hi,
I lost
LaToya,
you guys.
Sorry about that. I think I have my phone on mute. I apologize about that.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you because, you know, blog posts are tripping sometimes. But as we wrap up, I was saying, have you heard of the Black History Archive Bank?
No, I actually haven't heard of that.
Okay,
is that something that Moss is doing?
Yes, on March 1st, he released, he did a press release talking about his efforts to archive some of the rich Black history in our community. And it's,
I think that sounds
he
amazing.
He started it with, right? Listen, I wrote an article about it in Miami Time, for the Miami Times. And because I write for them sometimes. And, Ms. Dunn, she reached out to me. She was like, hey, Tori, can you find out about this? And what it is that he's using the churches as a circuit to he's creating a circuit through the churches and getting with the elders at the churches and where they can make video, visual, or audio deposits into the archives bank. And so eventually all the things that they collect – it will be a part of the historical plaza. They're going to have a historical plaza in Richmond Heights. And in the plaza, everything will be, you know, historical, related to the historical components of Richmond Heights and down south.
Okay.
So I just thought that that was, like, amazing. And, you know, when commissioners put
Absolutely.
Things in motion, as a citizen, we think that, oh, okay, you got the money. Okay, it's going to happen. We're going to see this next year. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is a work in progress.
Yes.
But I think it's a great start, and we need it. We need it because just like Lincoln Memorial Park, if we don't do what we need to do, we will be forgotten. The legacy that somebody started will be forgotten. Brown's Lounge will be forgotten if we don't talk about it. We won't talk
right.
about that. Muhammad Ali, James Brown, and all the you know celebrities back in the day would come here. And so one of the reasons why I love Ghouls is because I feel like it's the heart of down south. Like it's in the middle. You got you have Richmond Heights, South Miami, Coconut Grove. You know up north. Of Ghouls, and then south of Ghouls, you have, you know, Naranja, Homestead, Florida City, Princeton. So I feel like we're in the middle, and I feel like Ghouls Park is like the real, real middle. It's like
yes,
the heartbeat.
That's the heartbeat.
it's the central, it's iconic. If nobody knows anything about down south, they know at least one thing about each of the cities down south. Like, they may say, oh, the McGee's live in Naranja. That may be the one thing they know about Naranja. Oh, Homestead,
right.
You have Harrisville. You know, you have these,
right,
you know,
right.
iconic things about each little city that are just amazing. And I look forward to seeing us grow. So as we close out the show, I need to know, why do you love Down South?
Why do I love Down South? Down South, like I said earlier, is so rich with culture. It's so authentic. I mean, you could go down one street and you can hear, you know, somebody having a jam and people dancing and booty shaking. I think that's so amazing. And then kind of turn around and you go to places like Cully Square and they have Renaissance festivals. So it's so diverse and it's so rich in culture. And I think it's just so open to everything and everybody's background. And, you know, you get the food, you have mangoes hanging from a tree you can just pick. Down South is almost like a farmland. You can go and get you a fresh smoothie. You know, you can go and get you some fresh barbecue. You can turn around and go to the mall. You know, whatever it is that you want, it's so authentic and it's just so diverse in culture and different backgrounds and just different artistry as well. And so that's my main reason for loving Down South. I love Down South.
I love Goose.
Yes.
Goose is so dynamic because it's
very.
The energy in Goose. Like,
right.
For those of you
the
back in the day,
the
village
there,
had a certain, right. The village had a certain energy. You got the hustle energy in Goose,
yes.
That was here. Then you have, you know, across the track kind of feels like Coconut Grove to me. Like it's an all night.
I agree
type.
With you. All night.
That's
you go to the shack. The shack is not across the street, but I mean, you know, the shack is always
right
open
here.
And you bring your own liquor and everything. But you know, it's fun. Very
listen,
dynamic.
When
very
I was
diverse.
Little. I was like, Mommy, why are all the cars like down US 1? Like, what is in that place? And she would just be like, girl, that's a little club. And I was like, man, when I get, I don't think I'm going to go to that club. She was like, you might.
Yeah, I can't.
And I would just remember, like, why are there millions of cars? Like, what do they want out of there?
Right,
and,
right.
And just, if we can put ourselves in tourist shoes but live here as, you know, proud citizens, I think we will enjoy Goose a lot more, you know, with the Black Point Marina. So much. Like, today
it's
I went
so
to Cully
yeah.
Square, and then I went to the Mexican flea market. And then
yep.
when I get off this phone, I'm going to work out at my favorite magical park, which is Goose Park. So, like, it's so... it's so dynamic, and I'm tired
yes,
of people saying there's nothing to do. Oh, Down South ain't about nothing. And I don't mean that from my friends up north. My friends up north, they get a pass. Why? Because the drive. They get a pass. But when it's people from down here that complain about down here, I'm like, if you're not going to create a solution, I need you to shut up, because what's the point in complaining if you're not going to be a part of the solution? So I look forward to,
right.
to seeing you, the Renaissance woman, you know,
thank you.
Hold on to our culture here and capture it through your lens and through your storytelling, through photography. And I would love, ooh, wait a minute, I'm getting a signal. I would love to see, like some type of performance, some type of show dedicated to Down South through music, through dance. What does that look? Oh, wait a minute. Remember how you just said jams? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so everybody don't know that experience. Everybody doesn't know what it's like to be at a jam, to have the music and the cars ride by slow and just everybody having fun. Everybody doesn't have the opportunity, didn't have the opportunity to experience that. Kids nowadays don't, because it might be dangerous. You know what I mean? Putting music and all
right,
those
right.
people together. But I would love to see that in some type of production and to capture that. That's why I like Moonlight so much, because they really captured Miami. So I look
yes,
forward to all of your
job.
Future projects.
Yes. Thank you so much, Latoya. It has been a pleasure being on your show, and I look forward to reading your paper, Good News Ghouls, and I'm going to always tune in every Sunday to listen to your radio show just to hear about what's going on in down south, you know, because I live in it, but
yes.
I might not know. But thank you so much for, you know, being a voice for our community, and thank you for reaching out to me and allowing me to be on your show. It's been a blessing. Before I go, I just wanted to say happy birthday to my sister. That's who I'm running to now. It is her 23rd
awesome.
Birthday, and we're getting ready to celebrate. But I thank you so much, and happy birthday, Kiki, and good luck in everything.
Happy birthday. happy birthday. And thank you for tuning in, and on your way out, I will be playing some jam-type music for you. We play this
yes.
song every show. So we want to say thank you, Ms. Simone Titania Major,
thank
for
you.
Being major in our community. Thank you so much, and we love you down south, and we thank you for tuning in. Catch us here same time, same place next week. Thank you, Ellis, for calling in and supporting the show. Peace and love, everybody. It's your two-step line. Happy birthday.